Hey guys, I got a special deal for you, our listeners, from our new sponsor, Audible.com. That's right. If you go to audibletrial.com/firmwareupdate, you can get set up with a free 30-day trial of their service that'll give you a free audiobook. The best part of that, you can cancel at any time, including during that trial period, and keep that free book that you got. Doing so not only gets you a free audiobook, but it helps the show out tremendously. You can select any audiobook you want, including Ready Player One, a futuristic story on the possible future of VR, or Extra Lives, a piece on why video games are art and important to our daily lives. So go do it. Audibletrial.com/firmwareupdate. Once again, the book is yours to keep or stay with Audible and keep getting books every single month. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/firmwareupdate. So go get your free book. You know, Joe, I'm a man.
I mean, if you say so. Yeah.
You can jump off a bridge, like, literally right now. So, anyway, I'm a man, and I can admit it. Nintendo really impressed and surprised me with this one. Granted, a lot of that is surprises because they came out and said we're only focusing on 2018 games, and then they came out, actually, we're working on a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
That got me excited for the future way more than Microsoft. but this was a fun, like, even though it was, okay, arguably a half hour, because I include the freaking Odyssey demo as part of it. But this reveal was actually, this whole thing was actually really, really good and got me pumped up for the future of Switch, which I'm still shocked that I'm saying to you right now. So let's head to it. Nintendo. Opens up, montage, of course.
Which
leads to everyone's worst night. Coming to your home, to your apartment, and seeing Reggie Fils-Aimé there.
Man, if I walked into an empty apartment and Reggie comes out of, from around the corner, I'd fucking shit my pants right there on the spot. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Especially if his body is ready.
Oh, man. He's a large dude. He can't just come out, out of the darkness like that. Get out of here.
And not to help the matters out, but he also gives this speech that I could see a serial killer telling you before he stabs you in the stomach.
Oh, man. It's like, is this a snuff film? Or is this, what's happening here?
And then after that, your home disappears and it's just grass. And you wonder, am I dead? Is that what happened right now?
Reggie killed him. That's it.
And then from here, it feels like we're, like, he thanks us for coming and he says, let's start the show. So right off the bat, it feels like a PS4 style, that they're going for a PS4 style conference where they just reveal stuff one after another, which, you know what? That's awesome. As we head.
Yeah. Cause I mean, people are already all in on the Switch, man. Like, you don't have to tell us why it's already, like, why it's so cool. Cause everyone agrees. Just tell us what's coming up, you know, for the future of this thing.
And we start things off with Xenoblade 2. Which, I'll admit, the combat didn't look too hot.
But, yeah.
Running around like that, believe it or not, running around looked great in this game. Like, oh, this game's beautiful. So
I mean, I guess plus one to that game, I guess, though, for being, like, literally the only JRPG to get any screen time during any conference.
Yeah. Coming out in holiday 2017. So, yeah, interesting. How did you feel on this one?
I mean, graphically it was pretty impressive for what the system is. Actually coming out a little earlier than I expected. Like, I felt like the game was slated for 2018. That's why I predicted that it was going to get a firm date for 2018, but no, they went and slotted it in for holiday, so probably December this year.
Interesting. So from there we go right into Kirby. This a formal announcement that a Kirby game is coming, which is cool because I like Kirby.
Yeah, I mean. And the game looked, I mean, the game was adorable. There's no two ways about that. Kind of made me, it really did make me miss Iwata, though. I was like, man.
Yeah.
Oh. I missed
Why'd you have to bring that down, man?
Hey, man, he's the creator of Kirby. The guy, man, I love that man. I miss him dearly.
We find out that the interesting thing in this game, like, you can essentially recruit other enemies to help you. which can then be controlled by other characters or other players. Because there was like three other spots open for those enemies that said computer, but there is at least one time in the thing where it said player 2, 3, and 4. And this is where I realized that Nintendo is going off script, because they say this game is coming out in 2018 when they already said all we're talking about is games coming out this year. But you know what? That's cool. Let's do this. From there, we cut to anything else to say on Kirby?
No, just that it looks super cute, and I really want to play whatever they end up actually calling it, because it did only just say Kirby. It's like, I'm sure it's got a subtitle.
Then Shuhei Takahashi comes out, and he talks. This I felt was like the most honesty ever at E3. As he talks about in the beginning, about hearing about how well that the Switch was accepted and having the biggest sigh of relief ever. It's like, I bet you breathe a sigh of relief, sir.
Like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, he says that multiplayer games are coming. And then takes it to Sunihara from Pokemon Company, and he talks about how, like,
Sunekazu Ishihara.
Thank you. And he talks about, and okay, just to sum up, he's like, yeah, I know, last time we talked, I talked about Pokken coming, and I guess people, that wasn't enough. So just so you know, yeah, we're making a
free. It's like, obviously, come on. It's like fucking relax, people.
We're working on an RPG Switch. I don't have a fucking thing to show you.
Because the game is still at least a year out.
It's like, we didn't want to give your hopes. We didn't want to not show you anything. But since enough people were pissed off about it, we clearly called an audible. And we're just going to do it. We're just going to announce it here.
It's like, fucking relax, everybody. Obviously, this thing is coming. Just chill. Relax.
And you know what? This is great. Because I, like, once again, he had nothing to show us, so I doubt it's coming in 2018.
Yeah, but he said it was going to be at least a year.
Yeah, so you know what? It's cool to have stuff to look out for it in the future. Because I feel like that was a problem with Wii. It felt like we were lucky when we got a game.
Yeah.
But we have, like, a roadmap that we're going to hit. Like, don't worry, we're going to get here. But along the way, we're going to go to here and here and here. It's like,
yeah. This and the beautiful thing is that there are a lot of stops on that roadmap.
It is. You're right. Like, they're doing it right. Speaking of doing it right, in what was easily the shocker of this whole thing, Metroid Other M 2. No.
Oh, God. Damn it. No.
And granted, we didn't see too much here either. This was just a relax. This felt like another relax. This felt like another relax that's coming. But yeah, we see a starry sky. We see a somewhat familiar somewhat familiar theme. And then we see the Screw Attack logo.
And then a 4.
Metroid Prime 4. Coming to PlayStation Switch.
To what now?
Also announced, Sony has bought Nintendo. this is as good a spot as any to talk about it, but they would later announce. And you guys want to, if you like Nintendo, you want to keep an eye on the tree houses they're doing for the next 2 days, because they said they're going to drop some bombs. And one of the bombs they dropped, coming to 3DS/2DS, Metroid Samus Returns as well, which actually looks like a really kick-ass side-scrolling Metroid. Mm. It feels like what we should have gotten with Other M instead of...
Man. Yeah. Jeez. God. Oh man, like, finally some fucking respect for this franchise. Jesus Christ. Like, last year this year, I forget when exactly it came out, the only thing they had was fucking Federation Force, which was,
oh God,
which was nothing. Just give us nothing instead. How about that? What was the point of this fucking thing?
Or do us a favor, take Metroid out of the name, just call it Federation Force.
Yeah, like it seemed like a perfectly cromulent game, but why is Metroid attached to it in any way? Like, it's nothing. It's nothing. God. So to suddenly have two of the Metroid games that, like, one of each game, basically, because people just were hungry for any kind of Metroid. It's like, I don't care. Make it a 2D game. Make it a Prime game. Just give us some fucking Metroid. And suddenly we got both flavors. It's like, all right.
And but to stress this to people out there, especially the people who are like me, who have been begging for a Metroid game forever now, And you know damn sure that I'm going to be dropping my money on this game when it comes out on Switch. But when this game comes out, you need to buy it.
Please, Jesus.
Because, you know, the argument that Nintendo's always given is like, we make Metroid games, but not enough people buy it. So if you buy enough of them, we'll see more Metroid. That's how that works.
Yeah.
That's why, like, Mario is in Wabbids and every other freaking game ever for Switch, because Mario sells. That's the trick. If you show them that the game sells, you'll get more of that game. That's how that works. All right.
Man, the only, I mean, like we said, though, like, they're, like, the logo is literally the only thing revealed for Metroid Prime 4. We don't, like, I was, like, it's not, like, it's not weird that it's like, oh, I guess I want to gameplay footage. We're like, whatever, sure. it's like, obviously, sure. It's just weird that, like, we don't know who the developer of this thing is. Like, we don't know if it's Retro Studios who made the Prime series or if it's somebody else. It's interesting, to say the least. I wonder who's making this thing.
But yeah, so Pokemon RPG on Switch proper coming. Metroid Prime 4 coming. Like, you could have just ended it here for me. Like, granted, we didn't get a drop of footage. And all we really got was a logo for Metroid Prime 4. But, like, it's not like nothing's coming for the Switch already. So I was already like, oh, you know, these games are coming eventually too. Thank you. Thank you. We then go from there to Yoshi as a, I thought it was like a Yoshi's Woolly World sequel, but it was like, the game's just called Yoshi. It's coming out in 2018. And this is when I realized I had like the epiphany that really Yoshi's kind of stupid. And you realize real quick why he's the only Yoshi, at least that I've seen in some time. Because whenever he tries to reproduce, he uses the egg as a weapon. So, but anyway. Going back to non-literal means, the game looks fun.
Yeah, it's super cute. Rather than seems to be made out of felt instead of yarn this time. Yeah. There's a lot of cardboard instead of more yarn. So they're still going for like an arts and crafts style.
Yeah.
But yeah, like this game looks cute. It'll be fun, I'm sure.
Yoshi's Felty World.
It's also weird that this one also doesn't have like a subtitle. It's also like Kirby. It's also just Yoshi. Yeah, but cool.
Yeah. On top of that, we also get Fire Emblem Warriors, about a blonde brother and sister who want to save the world using people who already did it. So,
yeah, it's a Warriors game. It's made by Koei Tecmo. So if you've played Dynasty Warriors or Hyrule Warriors or anything with the Warrior subtitle, you'll know what this game is like, just with Fire Emblem characters instead.
And then from there, we go to Eiji Onuma.
Onuma,
thank you.
Yeah, he's a producer on Zelda. Yeah, he's a Zelda guy.
He's the Zelda guy. And he announces, hey, remember those DLC packs we talked forever ago about Breath of the Wild? So he shows off there's going to be new armor. There's going to be new shrines, I guess, with new challenges. He shows off the hard mode, and man, do the enemies look organized this time? He also announces a Champions Ballad one, which, you know, aside from highlighting the four champions that were highlighted in Link's past, in the game, I mean, they didn't really say too much about it, aside from it was a song, so I don't know if it's a way to resurrect these guys or something, but, yeah. Which would be cool because I like those guys, but we get that. We also get new amiibos as we find out those four champions will be made into amiibos. And if history has shown us, you want to get all the Zelda amiibos there are because they get used in every single game ever. What did you think on this one, Joe?
I thought all the stuff they showed for this was great. Like, I mean, we already knew what the vaguely we knew what the DLC was going to be. We knew that the first pack was going to be, more like challenge stuff, like, you know, shrines and difficulty and whatnot. And then the second thing they released would be story based. But actually seeing it in action was like, okay, this is pretty cool. I'm actually super down for getting some more shrines in there, upping the difficulty and whatnot. What they showed too, the footage that they showed, you know, how he dispatched different enemies, like when they came on platforms, you know, being held up by the stupid balloon squids or whatever. Yeah, and he just throws his axe at one of them to just fucking to just knock the guy off the platform. I was like, all right, that's super ingenious. I'm actually kind of thinking about, okay, maybe I should buy this DLC for it. The only thing that kind of keeps you from it is that you can't buy it separately. You have to pay $20 for both things or get none of it.
Yeah, it's like all or nothing.
Yeah, which kind of sucks, but you know, depending, like I'll still wait for to see what the story stuff actually entails, like more details on that, and then I'll make up my mind there. But for now, like, I'm intrigued to see.
Yeah, I'll check it out. I'm definitely going to look into those amiibos.
Yeah, the amiibos look super great.
Oh, yeah. A lot of the amiibos that they announced, this one looks super good. Then they talk about esports, which was kind of a surprise. Which announcing that Splatoon, Pokken, and ARMS are all getting their own like little tournaments and what have you too. Which is, you know what, that's cool. Good on them.
Yeah, they announced that stuff a little while ago. On the show floor at E3, they're each having little tournaments for each of the games. Yeah.
We then talk more about Mario and Rabbids Kingdom Battle, just because sure. Once again, that's out August 29th.
Yeah, and we talked about that during the Ubisoft thing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't need to go into it here, but I'm still happy to say that game looks...
Twist my arm, why don't you?
Just bizarrely great. Like, I don't understand. That game has no right to look that good, being what it is. But, yeah, I'm excited for it.
Then we go cut to the people of Rocket League, and they're like, hey, remember Rocket League? Well, it's on the Switch now. And it's like...
Wow, just wait, don't sell that, even though people super play that game a lot.
Well, no, okay.
Like, that game is as popular today as it was when it released.
Oh, I'm not saying it isn't. I'm just saying that's essentially what they said. It's like, hey, when we're done swimming in this pile of money we've made off this game, we like to play our game on Switch too. Oh, and you know what? It's going to do great there.
So. Yeah, that's like I never bought the game. You know, I never got it from, you know, PlayStation Plus when that game released at the first time around. But I never bought it on anything else. But man, Switch is a super. That's probably the best place to get that game, because you know it'll still have the same cross-platform play. You'll be able to play with people on PS4 and Xbox One and PC. That's how it is for all of them. You can play. Doesn't matter where you get it, you'll play with everybody, which is always a super great part of that game. But to be able to take it with you to like parties or whatever very easily, like check out this crazy ass fucking car soccer game. I'm very excited to do that. I'm definitely buying it on Switch.
Now, before we move on to the main event, I do want to take this time once again to commend Nintendo, how they did this conference. Like, this was supposed to be only 30 minutes, and honestly, I thought all they were going to do was just talk about Mario and that's it. Very reminiscent of what they did with Zelda last year. It was like Pokemon Sun and Moon and Zelda. That was it. But they actually took the time, and granted, they didn't give too much information, but they did tell us, don't worry, these things are coming. These things will be coming a little later, and we've got some good stuff for you. Oh, and take a look at these amiibos. So it was actually a really very pleasantly surprising conference for me, if you want to call it that. It was like a spotlight, really. But it actually made me really happy that I have the Switch in my house. It makes me really confident about how Nintendo's going about things. And, you know, maybe, just maybe, you know, they have a ways to go before they're officially the number two company. But I feel like they're well on their way to achieving that. Mm. Okay, you not so much then? Okay. Like, oh, that's never going to happen, buddy. Sorry. But anyway, the main event, Mario Odyssey.
Woo!
Super Mario Odyssey. I got to say. First thing that pops out to me, there's a very, like, I couldn't hum it to you, but there's a very popular Mario theme that used to be just a theme. But at the start of this one, they gave it lyrics. And God damn, if it's not the most catchy theme I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, man. The song they play underneath, like, the gameplay trailer for this is just so goddamn good. Like, yeah, man, it's jazzy, it's catchy, it's like, it's just a song about how much fun the game is, and it's like, yeah, more of that, please.
Like, and that's exactly what it is. It's a happy song. It's just like, you smile just listening to it. I was like, oh, this is awesome. So we get to see a trailer, which starts with, of all things, a fucking T-Rex. Like, at first I thought, is this going to be a Monster Hunter game they're talking about now?
But no. Yeah. Yeah, I thought that they're going to talk about, you know, the Monster Hunter game that they revealed a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, which I also believe is coming this year. But anyway, so like, no, it's a T-Rex with a Mario cap. And they use this to show off the fact that, I hate to put it like this, but it sounds like Mario can essentially soul swap with
He takes over their life essence.
Like this, he does this with not only like those normal looking people in New Donk City, but he can also do it with inanimate objects such as poles and lightning rods and stuff. It's very weird. But it works. It's an interesting gameplay mechanic, and you'd see him use it a lot traversing through the levels and whatnot. Mm. So, actually, I enjoyed it quite a bit. We get the release date, which we were wrong. It was kind of funny. Like I was completely wrong. Like I said, I predicted that Microsoft would come out the same time. Would come out in November because I thought that Odyssey would come out in November, and so they would to totally like screw themselves. But no, Mario is coming out October 27th. We find out, making that the most stacked month in the history of video games. My God, I need to make a list because I feel that could be an episode. Like I'm not even kidding. We should do an episode on the games coming out in October. Like because you want to start saving up now.
Yeah.
Like, Joe was picking on me about what games he was going to skip, and none of them were freaking, of course, none of them were Assassin's Creed, because, you know, that's Joe's jam. But anyway, we then go from here to we see some gameplay of the game, which was another highlight of this one. Aside from the guy playing Mario, not being that good.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird, because it's like, man, like, the people who demo these games usually practice for weeks before whatever show that they're going to show them on. And this guy seems like he picked it up maybe yesterday at best.
Like there was one point where I swear to God, he was just jumping into a hole and dying twice in a row. It was like, rough. Now, something I did notice that I thought was really, really cool was they seem to be taking a note from Zelda. Cause at the point of this game, you're trying to collect these little, moon coins. And you eat them without peeling them. But
stem first, of course.
But you're collecting them all throughout the level. But when you find a part where one's hidden, it's very reminiscent of a shrine from Zelda, where it's not like a long stage you have to do. You could probably wrap it up in 2-3 minutes if you know what you're doing. And you can probably get like a few of these while you're on break or something. So I actually enjoyed that. By the way, if you're wondering why it's called Super Mario Odyssey, we find out that's the name of the Top Hat ship that he uses to go from world to world.
Yeah.
Let's see. And you can also buy stuff in this game, as you can buy not only outfits to better blend in with the game, but you get different hats, which your accomplice is like accomplice in this game is like a ghost hat.
His native form is a white top hat.
Yeah, who is I guess shot in the war by Bowser in his revenge. But like whatever hat you buy, he'll possess and he'll use that. So there's one point where they're in the desert, and Mario buys a poncho and a sombrero, and he's using the hat as a weapon. It's much cooler than I'm making. Sound, I swear. And something we also saw that was really, really cool. There's like several instances throughout the game where you'll see like a pipe lean into a wall that's actually an 8-bit. And if you go into it, much like a Link Between Worlds where Link became a painting, you turn into this 8-bit thing that's stuck on a wall and you traverse it to climb up ledges and whatnot.
Specifically, you know, looking like Super Mario Brothers 1. And the funny thing, what's cool though, is that he retains whatever outfit he's wearing before he enters, and he wears an 8-bit version of that. So he went in with his poncho and sombrero, and he went into the 8-bit area. And he looks like, you know, classic Mario, but he's dressed in an 8-bit poncho and sombrero. I was like, yep. A+.
Yeah. And I thought this was a good mechanic. On top of that, you can, like I was I was mentioning the soul stealing ability or soul swapping. Stealing. Your soul is mine. But there's a lot of
Legacy of Mario. Soul Reaver.
It's Shang Mario. But anyway, there's several instances where, you know, you're using enemies to find stuff that's just off camera or far away. Like, there's quite a bit of soul swapping with Bullet Bills and using their ability to fly to reach areas you couldn't get to before because you can't fly.
Yeah, just crossing giant gaps, basically.
Exactly. And that was just one enemy, and who knows what other enemies that we'll see throughout the game. And I guess there are several side stories, like in New Donk City, the president is Pauline.
Yes, that's perfect. watching the gameplay stuff, like you see streets that are named after different Kongs. Like there was a Cranky
Avenue, yeah.
Or whatever. I was like, yes, yes, yes. I love this game already.
Like, if the boss isn't Donkey Kong on top of the Empire State Building, I don't know what they're doing.
Oh, man.
But there's a lot of potential in this game. If we were to make that list of games you should get in October, I don't know how Mario isn't number one. Yeah.
Yep.
And keep in mind, that's coming from me, and I try to be I'm kind of pro PlayStation, and two, I try to buck trends, but at the same time, it's Mario, and Nintendo's really been on fire as of late. Like, that Zelda game was freaking incredible. Now, will this be better than Zelda? That's going to be a tougher call for me here.
Yeah, I know, but man, what a year for Nintendo.
This has been a great year. It's bookmarking with potentially two Game of the Year candidates.
Yeah, that's outrageous. And, you know, watching this gameplay stuff this morning, and, you know, I just got warm, tingly Super Mario 64 vibes from, you know, as he's collecting different moons, and it gives you a little name for each freaking moon that you collect, like you would in Super Mario 64, where you went into each level several times, and each star had its own little, name or whatever. Like, oh, Bomb Battle at the top of the mountain or whatever. And then, oh, but Koopa Race or whatever, when you had to race that giant Koopa. I got very strong Super Mario 64 vibes watching this stuff. And, man, Super Mario 64 is a game that, aside from its goofy, blocky, polygon look, that game still stands up as in my opinion, a very rare example of a perfect video game that I absolutely would not change a single thing about. So getting those kinds of vibes watching this, I was like, oh, man, oh, baby. I'm excited for this, to say the least.
Yeah, I'm excited. Joe is already proclaiming it Game of the Year. Which I don't know if I'm quite
game
there
of
yet.
The decade, Malcolm.
I think it has a lot of potential. If we were to make a must-get list, this is easily on there. Easily on there. Obviously, if you have a Switch, of course. If you don't, then probably don't get it quite yet.
The Mario games on Wii U, I enjoyed those games. They were great games, but they paled in comparison to things like Mario Galaxy and Mario 64.
Mario Galaxy is still my favorite Mario right now.
So yeah, those, oh man, those definitely have the best soundtracks of any Mario game.
Oh, they're wonderful. They're so happy.
I legit get misty. I'd listen to some of those tracks.
If I were to say one thing I didn't like, and this is the supreme nitpick of nitpicks, Bowser's gang is a gang of rabbits.
Yeah, that's super weird.
Yeah, that spot could have easily been filled by his kids.
But hey, I'm nothing they do. These games are by accident, Malcolm. So I'm interested to see why that is.
Yeah, so I'm curious to see too. Like, they're basically there because the ultimate goal this time around is Bowser will marry Pinch.
Yeah, he's finally gonna do it.
Which is why all the they did release amiibos, or excuse me, they announced amiibos. Yeah. Where it's they essentially look like wedding toppers.
Yeah, they're all in wedding garb, Bowser in his great looking, tuxedo and top hat, Peach in her wedding dress, and Mario in his wedding tuxedo and top hat. I was like, man, these are dapper.
I wonder if it'd be like a Muppet caper where it ends with Mario and Toadstool finally marrying, or Peach, excuse me.
Or it ends up being a polygamous marriage. I'll marry both of you. Excuse me.
Might as well marry Bowser. He's always going to be in there.
I know. There's no one more committed to Peach than Bowser, let me tell you.
So it's I'm very interested in this one. I know it'll be good. I don't know whether it'll be game of the year worthy. We'll find out. But I just want to stress once again that my birthday is in October. So any intrepid listener out there would like to help me out with some of these games, I greatly appreciate it.
Because looking at this list on Wikipedia of what's announced for October, it's a doozy, to say the least. We've got at least, we've got one, two, three, we've got seven AAA titles all releasing in October. We've got Forza Motorsport 7 October 3rd. We've got Middle Earth Shadow of Mordor a week later, October 10th. 3 days later, October 13th, Friday the 13th, The Evil Within 2. Mm. 4 days after that, on the 17th, South Park, The Fractured Butthole. Then 10 days after that, you get Super Mario Odyssey, Assassin's Creed Origins, and Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus. So, yeah, seven times. Yeah, that's an expensive month. That's if you were to get them all on day one, that's $420 at least.
I mean, it's a pisser because a lot of those feel like Game of the Year contenders. And if there's any ones we miss, it'll probably be from that month.
If there's any upside here, none of these games are going to be particularly long, as far as I can gather. So if you want to buy one and immediately sell it back to get a couple of the other ones to help yourself out, that seems like a viable option.
That's true. Like even South Park, which is an RPG, like if you're going, especially if it's like the first game, you know, that first game was a really short RPG.
Yeah, that's probably going to be under 20 hours.
Yeah. So yeah, but
yeah, Middle Earth will probably be the longest one out of all of these.
If it's
I mean, that was a pretty big game initially, and then here they are, like, it's even bigger. It's like, okay,
great. Well, they did say South Park would be even bigger, too. So, yeah.
But I just say it's probably under 20.
Yeah. But anyway, going back to the topic at hand, great job, Nintendo. Like, I don't know how to put it any other way but that, but the Mario Odyssey looks great. Mm. Every other game looks great. I'm excited about the future of Switch, which considering how it was before the launch of Switch is really a testament to how well they actually have run things. So
So I mean, everything they've got quite a roadmap here for Switch where there's not going to be any real lulls for the foreseeable future. So
once again, this is going to sound like I'm bashing it, but I'm really not. In terms of a second console, this is the perfect second console, right? So, yeah.
Yeah, because with so much, you know, third-party stuff coming out on both, you know, Xbox and PlayStation 4, it's a matter of picking whichever one you want for the, you know, the first-party exclusives that you prefer. And then, you know, the Switch is a great companion to whichever one, so.
All right, so just out of curiosity, how did you do with this one here?
For predictions, let's see here.
Tell you, I only got 1 point out of this one. Because just to go over mine, I said there would be a Smash Remastered announcement. Nope. new colors for Joy-Con. Nope. Bayonetta 3. Nope. middle finger to one of their franchises. I'm happy to say no. I felt like they were really great to all their franchises here. However, the one thing I did call was a Mario release date.
Well, so, you did say November.
I said...
we both said November for that one. I said November 3rd, you said November 10th, I believe.
Did we specify it like that?
Yeah, because we both predicted that. And I thought we should make it interesting by predicting a solid date.
Okay, so we both got that wrong. So,
yeah.
So, how many did you get right for Nintendo then?
I got zero right because the only things I only got a couple of partial things right. You know, like I said that I said that there'd be new F-Zero and Metroid games announced for Switch. Half right there. I said that Fire Emblem Switch, not the Warriors game, but the regular Fire Emblem game, and Xenoblade Chronicles 2 would both get firm 2018 release dates. Xenoblade Chronicles is coming out
2017 holiday.
Right. And then Fire Emblem Switch just was not talked about. I said that there was going to be a new Animal Crossing game coming to Switch this year. No go on that one. I said Mario Odyssey was going to get a November 3rd release date. No go on that one. And then my first one, which I'm actually surprised didn't happen, was that a Switch Virtual Console would launch immediately following the presentation.
That would have been great. Like, if they did that, I would probably say they won E3, but
yeah.
So what is your total score then?
I don't actually remember, but it's much less than whatever you got.
And new predictions champion. Hey, you had a good 2-year reign, buddy. But all good things come to an end.
Oh, man.
But anyway, as far as this conference goes, this is at minimum number 2 out of 6, which is not a, which once is a tremendous compliment considering where I was on Nintendo a year ago. And on top of that, I, like you said, this is probably tied for first for you. And you know what? I understand. Like, this was a great conference. It was, while short, it was right to the point, gave you some hype, gave you some hope. And I would say, just for the simple fact that Sony's had much more gameplay, I felt like it won. I thought it was a great job in making you excited and want to get a Switch, I feel.
Yeah.
All right. Folks, that does it for this episode of the Firmware Update as we looked at E3. We thank you so much for joining us. If you liked what you heard, you can find us on all your favorite apps. Apps for podcasts, for instance, on your Apple device, just go to the podcast app, and there we are. Hit the subscribe button, and we come at you every time we have a new episode. And on top of that, if you give us a 5-star review with a written piece of business, we appreciate it. If you're on an Android device, don't worry. We're on such apps as Stitcher Radio and Pocket Cast, and we'll be coming out on more stuff in the future. If you'd rather just download us straight up, head to our website, thefirmup.com, where you not only get articles written by Joe, but you also get every episode as they come out with a direct-to-download link. On top of that, you can follow us on Twitter, at PSMalk for me, at Wants23 for Joe. And if you follow the show, at thefirmup, you can find every single episode as they come, as well as all the latest news and whatnot from various sources, so we always keep you up to date on what's going on in the industry. And if you want to write into the show about anything, including a chance to be on our mailbag episodes, just mail to mailbag@thefirmup.com. That's mailbag@thefirmup.com. And if you want to take advantage with that Audible deal we're offering, just go to audibletrial.com/firmwareupdate. Joe, is there anything else I'm forgetting?
No, sir.
Alrighty, folks. Thank you for sticking with us. We will see you next time.
Adios. Mm-hmm.